What's that smell? Is it fish? Why is it moving on my dish? Find out soon. Welcome to Sketchy Eats.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Sketchy Eats. My name is Andre.
I am Bernard.
And we're a comedy food podcast available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And we go around to like different restaurants in the area and just try different foods and stuff like that. And you know, how we do that for you.
Yeah, we eat at places. We eat food.
Yeah, we eat places for you. Places you would like go by and think, man, I'm never going to eat there. I really want to try that, you know?
Yeah, the boys try that. We're the boys.
We risk our lives.
Every day.
Sometimes. Honestly, though, we didn't go to somewhere extremely sketchy today. We actually went to somewhere pretty nice. Yeah. Honestly. Like,
not sketchy in the least bit.
No, it was a really nice, like, even the inside was generally pretty nice restaurant in a pretty reasonable area. We went out to Livonia today, and we got Raj Palace Indian Cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Raj.
Yeah. You know, lately for me, I've realized that, like, Middle Eastern and Indian food, like specifically like Indian and Thai, are really replacing Chinese as my go-to.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Chinese food is like, I feel like if I got to have real, you know, authentic like Chinese, Korean, Japanese food, it would be a different story. But like the Americanized version of Chinese food is just like, it's all the same.
Yeah. It's funny that you bring up Chinese food because I actually asked someone who is in the culinary field why American Chinese food is so bastardized, and his response was very interesting. If I can find his message, fill some dead air real quick.
So we did that. I got some, obviously got some film done next door at Express Photo in Livonia.
Shout out to Express Photo in Livonia.
They do fucking great. But we were talking I was thinking about this whole like, you know, Thai food and stuff like that being my go-to, because recently I ordered from Thai Nation Bistro.
Shout out to Thai Nation Bistro.
And we've done them on the show before. And
my boy Steven likes them. Shout out to Steven.
They are amazing.
They are amazing. Shout out to being amazing. Shout out to Steven.
And like, I remember, I ordered the food and they were like, all right, how hot do you want it? Like, first of all, that's an important thing. Like, Chinese food is like, they're like, it's, we have one level of hot and it's just not that. But when you go to like Indian or Thai places, they're like, yeah, dude, how fucking hot do you want it?
Right.
But I remember I told the lady, I was like, how hot can you make it? And she was like, well, we had one person get it as hot as humanly possible before, so I know we can at least go there. And I'm 90% sure that was me who said that. Like, I'm pretty sure I said that when I went with Tom and Olivia.
Shout out to Tom and Olivia.
So, but it's just like Thai food, especially the stuff that we have around here, is genuinely great. And it's like more diverse to me, you know, more like it's just, I don't know. It's just something about the flavors that they put in Thai food is just fucking insane.
Yeah. So, answer on the why Chinese food in America is just basically sugar chicken. Three reasons. One, they view food as more sacred on a cultural level and try not to bastardize it, which we do here with our sugar chicken and peanut butter chicken and all that other stuff that we do to Chinese food. And most Chinese food is really simple. And we tend to overcomplicate things. Like, I always go back to the Applebee's analogy. Like, you can order a burger or you can order an Applebee's burger that has everything in the kitchen sink thrown at it.
That's true, yeah.
And I don't know. This has basically been Americanized for, you know, American palates.
That makes sense. I'd like the American like palate is really sweet. So it just, I guess it makes sense because I feel like, you know, like General Tso's or sweet and sour chicken is probably not an actual like Chinese dish.
Oh no.
You know, it's probably a lot more like rich and flavorful if you go to like, get like actual Chinese food, you know?
And, everything there is regional, you know, cause they speak different, you know, languages of Chinese.
Yeah.
So everything is pretty regionalized. Where'd you look here? We got like the Midwest. Yeah. And like you can find some on the Midwest on the West Coast. And
kind of.
Kind of, but
we're pretty regionalized, honestly, though.
Yeah.
We, it, like, you know,
you can actual find, well, I, think of it this way. You can find a burger here and you can find a burger there.
That's true. But the thing about burgers is a fantastic example of this. Honestly, the burgers is like the classic American food, but burgers are extremely regionalized. There are burgers that will exist here that don't exist elsewhere. Like a super great example of that is the fast food burger, right? Like, like Five Guys is like a Midwest kind of East Coast thing, but on the West Coast, it's all In-N-Out.
Yeah.
But even then, like, different versions of different burgers are very specific to region. Like, I talked about the chili burger last time. That was a new, that was like an LA thing. It was a California LA thing, and it didn't make its way out for a long time. But then there are other ones. Like, there was this one I was watching for, or a video of last night. I want to say it's from Wisconsin, where instead of like just cooking the beef right on the flat top, like you normally kind of would, they like boil the meat in like beef broth and onion, and they like they boil it and it like the beef broth reduces and it like kind of creates this weird beef broth jam consistency with the onions in there, and then you'll put that on your bun, which usually they're just doing that for like a patty melt.
Yeah,
but like it was just one of those like that only like that came from that state and it's specific to that area. So we do have regionalization. It's just it's different, you know.
I wonder if it's because they have such an older culture than we do.
That's probably really what it is. It's because like those like Asian cultures go back like thousands of years.
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing to think about. Very, very interesting. You know what else is interesting? The fact that somebody commented on one of my statuses and said that the Wendy's Baconator and the double quarter pounder with cheese from McDonald's is better than a burger from freaking Unbelievable Burger, Culver's, and Five Guys.
See, that's just
to me, wrong. Those are the holy trinity of premium fast food burgers.
That's the word that's important in that sentence, is premium.
Yes.
Because I don't disagree if you're talking about like the McDonald's Big Mac or the Burger King Whopper as like cultural icons in the sense, like those are fast food icons. Like those, like the Big Mac had a cult following. It was a cultural experience for a while.
Yeah.
And kind of still is. And that's where you would say it might be one of the best fast food burgers of all time. But McDonald's is anything but premium.
Yeah.
Like they're not, I shouldn't even say anything, but they're not a premium like experience. Like Five Guys is. Five Guys is a whole other level.
Yeah.
Five Guys is better than In-N-Out.
I think of it this way. If I got $10 to spend on fast food, I'm going to McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's. But if I got a $20 bill.
Yeah.
I'm going to a premium place.
Yeah. I'm going somewhere where to get a nice thing.
Yeah.
Give me that white thing right there.
Yeah, I want to treat myself.
Exactly. Yeah.
To me, Wendy's or McDonald's or something isn't a treat. It's like, at that point, it's survival.
Yeah. I forgot what Ellie was listening into some true crime podcast, and they were talking about this like murder that happened like in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about the guy, the man of the house who like survived his wife and kids like dying and then like went to go get another wife, you know, talking about how she bore him 3 children and then she died and he went and got another wife to raise the kids. And it was something about the way they were explaining it. It was like, it really makes it seem like everyone in the 1800s did literally everything based solely on the fact of survival. Like they didn't do anything for fun. They were just like, well, if I don't do this, I'm going to die.
Pretty much. I mean, you got to think, there were no real conveniences back then.
That's true.
As to, like, compared to now, where like you have everything has its way, and then there's a convenient way of doing it.
That's very true.
But yeah, so man, shout out to Morgan for saying that the Wendy's Baconator
for saying some shit like that.
For saying some bullshit like some that.
Straight bullshit.
Shout out to Morgan. Yeah. But also shout out to Morgan. I do have a special shout out before we get into the meat and potatoes of this episode.
Meat and potatoes. Foreshadowing.
That's a little foreshadowing. We didn't. Yeah, we did have potatoes.
That is, yeah, see?
Damn, look at me go.
Yeah.
Damn, baby. I want to give a shout out to Chelsea.
Okay.
I ain't gonna say her last name because I don't want to like put her out there like that, but she is a big fan of the show. I was supposed to shout her out like 2 weeks ago, but I forgot.
Is it the same Chelsea I know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so shout out to that Chelsea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I want to get her on the show and ask her if she ever pooped her pants.
It's just a hard yes.
Just a I don't know if this Chelsea will say yes.
I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe she's pooped her pants.
But yeah, no, let's get into the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, let's get into
the episode.
Yeah, let's back this one down. Yeah. A little foreshadowing there.
I don't think that is, because you didn't get lamb.
I don't. What sound does a goat make?
I don't know. We can do the screaming goat. So yeah, because you got the goat korma.
Yeah, I got the goat korma. Tell the people what a goat korma is.
It's goat meat cubes in a creamy sauce with cashew and dried nuts and mildly spiced.
I love the sauce. Mm-hmm. I like the goat meat. It almost had a very light gamey taste to it. But my biggest crux with goat was that there were a lot of small bones and not a lot of meat for what you pay for.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I wasn't feeling that. You mm-hmm. know, I was the same thing. Like, I took a bite and I just was pulling bone out. And, like, big pieces of bone. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there were solid chunks of bone in there. Mm-hmm. It just, I don't know. It wasn't terrible, but it really wasn't for me.
Like, yeah. I think if I had goat prepared a different way, I would have loved it more.
That might have worked, yeah.
Or it was just that particular cut of goat that didn't really sell me all the way.
They just took the goat ankles?
Yeah, they took fucking goat ankles, basically.
Yeah.
That's basically what it was goat ankles.
And then, what was the bread that you got?
I got,
see if I can find that on this menu here.
Yeah, we both got breads.
Would be under tandoori breads.
Yeah, mine was more flat, more of a flat bread. It was $2.
Okay. If this menu is even accurate,
it wasn't naan. It was.
It was. I feel chapati. Like it was. Yeah, chapati, light wheat bread cooked in a pan.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
It honestly was like a flat pita bread almost.
Yeah.
Very soft though. Very, very soft. Very thin. It held the sauce really well as far as like dipping sauce.
Yeah.
I think that bread was more intended for eating with your hands than anything. So. It wasn't like a bread as like a side or like just like an appetizer type bread. It was more for I'm going to traditionally eat this with my hands.
That would make a lot of sense. And you know, for $2, that, yeah, that's fair. You know, I feel like that works. And for reference too, they serve all the stuff like family style here. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, you'll get your entree in one thing. I got my entree in another. And then like, they just give you a big old thing. I think it's basmati rice.
It was basmati. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the breads. So I got butter chicken.
You are butter chicken.
And then for bread, I got aloo kulcha, mm-hmm. if I'm saying that right. This one's that bread is a light flat bread stuffed with potatoes and cooked in a clay oven. Now there's more than just potatoes in there. There were other like spices and shit in there too. Mm-hmm. And it's, you could almost think about it like a naan bread that had a potato filling.
Yeah.
And that shit was fire.
The potatoes weren't quite mashed potatoes level mm-hmm. of like, you know, texture.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was like, I don't know how to.
It's like lightly mashed.
Yeah. It was yeah.
pretty
yeah.
lightly mashed. I think it wasn't like, I mean, I don't know. I almost would say it was like mashed because it wasn't like, you know, chunks of potato in there, mm-hmm. but dude, it was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
That bread is insane. Mm-hmm. And the butter chicken for me, the thing about like the butter chicken from there, the reason that I like this place so much is that butter chicken really like embodies the name of what butter chicken is. Mm-hmm. It's chicken that falls apart in your mouth like butter.
Yeah.
Like it's amazing. Let's see if I can look up the stuff for it.
The butter chicken, you got it pretty spicy. Mm-hmm. And you know what I like? The spice didn't hit until the end.
Yeah.
And like we were talking at the restaurant, like, how like American foods when they say they're like hot or spicy,
yeah.
it's just like heat for no reason,
heat for heat's sake, you know.
Yeah, when this is like heat for flavor,
mm-hmm.
the flavor is the heat, well, let me just put it this way: the heat itself is a flavor.
I think really the what you're looking for is Americanized versions of that is just straight heat, but mm-hmm. like this was spice.
Yeah,
yeah. So there was like actual flavor, you know, mm-hmm. to it. That was great.
Yeah.
Like the description for it on the menu, is just a delicious gravy cooked with boneless chicken thigh pieces, cashew sauce, butter, and spices. Which it's, if you've never had butter chicken, it's 100% worth getting. It's so fucking good.
It's a good beginner's meal for this type of cuisine.
Exactly. That and chicken tikka masala is also a really good like beginner meal into this stuff.
Yeah.
Especially since like those are the ones where you can go and order and you're like, I know how to say this. I don't have to just point to the menu and be like, I don't know. I do.
Yeah. That's what I do every fucking time.
Yeah. Watching you try and pronounce the names of things was hilarious.
Yeah. You know what? Two chicken tikka masala and butter chicken are both pretty easy to make.
They really are. Tikka masala specifically is extremely easy to make.
Like I was just saying, they're very good like beginner meals because they do sell sauces that are pretty good, like summer sauces for those particular things. And chicken thighs is like honestly one of the best cuts of chicken.
It really is.
Honestly, if you're like, if you're not frying chicken, chicken thighs is the best cut.
When we did the hot chicken sandwiches, those were chicken thighs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they fry really good.
Yeah.
And the fat content on them renders out really nicely.
Shout out to chicken thighs.
Yeah, shout out to fat content.
Right. I got a lot of that. Check out my OnlyFans.
So that place in general is pretty fucking great.
Yeah.
If you're in the Livonia area, they're amazing.
All right. Let's stray too far from that place. Let's talk about coffee. Talk about your drink you got there.
Yeah, yeah. So I got this. Let me pull it back up on the menu because, like, it was interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I felt about it. I don't know if it's going to be something I for sure get again. There's probably others I would get. Mm-hmm. It's called Indian Milk Coffee. There's no real great description of that on the website, so I don't know if I can kind of talk about what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it was solid. It was just like some coffee, milk, and a little bit of spices.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
I'm curious as to what spices are on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't like pin that down.
It looked like pepper.
Yeah. I would have known if it was pepper for sure, but.
Oh, let's talk about the dessert we got. Oh, I got.
Yeah, that fucking, shit was nuts.
Yeah, it was like carrots.
Yeah, I think it was this one, right? Yeah, carrot-based sweet dessert pudding.
Yep.
Yeah, carrot-based sweet dessert pudding cooked with milk, sugar, butter, and grated carrot. I'm not even going to try and fucking pronounce this. What is this? Gajar Kahalwa? Gajar Kahalwa?
Yeah.
If I'm saying that right? I don't think I am.
Somebody will correct us.
For $3, though?
It was, you know what it was? It was like caramelized carrots.
Yeah.
But
caramelized with brown sugar.
Yeah, but not overly sweet.
Yeah.
It had the right amount of sweet to
it. It really did. Like, you got carrot up front and then sweet on the end.
Yeah.
That was great.
And it wasn't, like, overpowering with the carrots. Like, the carrots really shine through.
They were great, honestly.
I watched the video recently, and they were talking about how sometimes you just have to let the ingredients speak for themselves.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that really spoke for itself was the carrot. Because you could taste the carrots. You didn't just taste the sweetness of like brown sugar and all the other spices. You actually tasted carrot.
Right. That was, I don't know. It was just great. Honestly, like this place is just fantastic.
Yeah. I liked it.
They're like, you know, when I go and do film next door, I just drop like this is Ellie and I did this last time. I just dropped my film off. We went and got food there and then just picked it up afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was pretty easy.
Nice. Shout out to Ellie.
Yeah. So, now we kind of get into that portion of the show where we talk about like this last week, you know, like what we did for food
last week tonight.
Yeah.
With the boys.
Yeah. Yeah. So what did you have anything crazy to eat or anything like
that? Oh, did I have something crazy to eat?
Dead ass.
No, I didn't eat any ass. Not allowed to. So Friday night, I went down and saw Laura. Shout out to Laura. She doesn't listen to the show, so I don't know why I'm shouting her out. She can get an anti-shout out, honestly. And we went to Costco.
Oh, word.
And we got Costco dogs. And them boys were some long dogs. I didn't realize how long and thick fucking Kirkland hot dogs are.
Yeah.
Them boys were slapping, though. She had to get them without buns because she's allergic to gluten. And like the buns that she ate them on smelled like straight up plastic. They smelled like straight up plastic to me. But gluten-free lifestyle, that's what you got to do. But I don't know. I might have to say it. Costco dogs might be better than Home Depot dogs.
I don't know. I didn't get the Costco dog when we went. I got the pizza. The pizza was banging.
I like the Sam's pizza more than I like Costco pizza.
I don't remember the last time I even had Sam's. Like, I don't remember the last time I've even been in a Sam's. Got to change that.
Yeah, you do. You got to get a Sam's card.
Yeah, I really do. That Sam's card is like fiscally responsible for certain things.
They had some really nice coats at Costco.
Really?
Really, really nice coats.
That doesn't surprise me. Wasn't there something that went on about like somebody pointed out like Costco is really just like the Costco brand of stuff is really just like all high end stuff just under a different name.
Under Kirkland brand.
Yeah. Cause Kirkland brand stuff is actually pretty good.
Yeah. That's a lot of Costco stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It was really nice. I haven't been in a Costco in years.
Costco fucks.
Dude, it fucked hard. They had a lot of good stuff in there. If you eat gluten-free bread, if you got a gluten allergy, Costco has really cheap gluten-free bread.
Nice.
So for our people with celiac disease out there. And then on Saturday, no, let me backtrack a little bit. Friday night, Laura mixed up a rib rub and did a dry rib rub on some spare ribs. Let those bad boys sit overnight. We woke up in the morning and we put them in the smoker.
Woo!
Boy, I tell you what. Oh my God. They had a nice crust on them. And she did like the zucchini corn mix.
That sounds so good. Like
cream. Oh my God. That
sounds so good.
And she did a sweet cornbread.
Ooh. I love sweet cornbread.
And a macaroni and cheese when it had like the nice crust on top of it. Oh my God, dude. Like, oh my God. And then she did
a good woman.
I got a great woman.
Yeah.
Don't be telling people that though. I don't want to jinx this one. And for dessert, she made an Atlantic shoreline pie.
Okay. Now, I don't even know what that means.
I didn't either. I didn't either. Surprise, surprise. So from what she was telling me, the recipe for the crust of an Atlantic shoreline pie is saltines.
Okay.
But with her being gluten-free, saltine crackers that are gluten-free are very expensive. It would have been like $12 for some fucking for some saltines.
God damn.
So we just use the, I keep saying we, like I fucking helped with anything. We used a gluten-free pie crust, and it was basically a cross between a lemon meringue and key lime pie, as far as the filling goes. And then you do something special to the whipped topping, I'm not sure, and you top it with lemon and lime zest, and then you sprinkle sea salt on top of it, on top of the cream. So when you bite into it, you initially get that the cream with a bit of salt. And then it mixes with the tartness of the pie, like filling. One of the best pies I've ever had. Plus, she made her own cream, so that just fucking helped. It wasn't like overly sweet, like Cool Whip.
Interesting. Sounds great.
It was great. It was great enough that you wanted to get fucked in your gorilla pussy.
Fuck me in my juicy gorilla grip pussy. My fat, juicy.
She texted me about that. She was like... I was like, I don't know what to fucking tell you. That's just my man. This is what he do.
How he is.
This is the way he is. Like
just pure shock value.
She was like dead serious about like not saying this shit about her cooking.
Well, you know, she don't listen to the show. So
yeah, she was like, next time you're gonna have to take one for the team and take him a plate.
Yeah,
she was serious.
Yeah, I mean, if it gets me a plate of food, I'll keep saying to fuck me and my fat, juicy gorilla grip pussy.
Yeah, she'll make you a plate.
Yeah,
she'll make you a plate to go.
Yeah, that's right. Take that off, bitch.
Taking off my flannel, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Got a little hot. Take it off, you fucking whore.
And when you start talking about gorilla grip pussy,
gets me really going.
Yeah, shout out to gorilla grip pussies.
So, Ellie and I went up north.
Shout out again. Up north. Shout out to Ellie. You always touch and road.
Yeah, always. We went up to Petoskey and went to the Tunnel of Trees.
Shout out to the Tunnel of Trees.
Which is a beautiful experience.
Shout out to beautiful experience.
Fucking amazing.
Shout out to me, fucking amazing.
You know, the only thing that kind of bums me out about it is, it's a narrow road, and really the whole thing, like, it's residential. Like, shout people residential. Have, like, houses on there.
Shout out to houses.
But the problem is that there's, a bunch of just Trump shit. Everywhere. Mm-hmm. Really just kind of like takes you out of the experience. You're like, oh man, these people are stupid.
People really love Trump.
Like they really do make it their whole personality.
They do.
You know, I shouldn't say people who support Trump are stupid. I'm gonna take that back, but people you really can't just make it your whole fucking personality.
It's funny because, like, before Trump, I don't remember people making politics their personality.
They really didn't. People didn't do that. Mm. People barely even talked about that shit.
Yeah. But, which, in a way, I like that people talk about politics more. But, like, I would prefer if you actually talked about politics.
Like, in a way that matters, you know?
Yeah.
In a productive manner.
Instead of, like, I love my country.
Yeah. That's my president.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that, Cletus?
Cletus?
Yeah.
Shout out to Cletus.
But we went up there, and we got a few things.
Shout out to a few things.
The first one was we stopped in, like, downtown Petoskey.
Shout out to downtown Petoskey.
And we got this place called Mighty Fine Pizza.
Shout out to Mighty Fine Pizza.
And it was, we got, like, a medium pizza. It was, like, jalapeno, pineapple, and then, like, banana peppers. And it was pretty fucking great.
Okay.
It was
better than a pizza company?
Mighty Fine Pizza. No, fuck no. You fucking kidding me? Get the fuck out of here. They were, like... They had really good dough. That was the thing that really got me with it. It was really solid dough. And then, like, we stopped in this, like, grain, like, this market. Like you've been to Dale's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the natural food market. It was kind of like one of those right next door.
Yeah.
We got some drinks, and I got this soda from, like, Blue Sky Soda.
Shout out to Blue Sky Soda.
It was, like, a cherry vanilla with, like, cane sugar.
Ooh, shout out to cane sugar.
Shit was amazing.
Shout out to being amazing.
Then we got these, like, agave, like, sweetened with agave gummy bears. Those were fire. Shit was not bad. It was pretty solid, you know?
That sounds like a solid trip.
Yeah, and then we went, because there was, like, there was a Kilwins there, which, if you don't know what Kilwins is, they're, like that they're, like, that Willy Wonka-level chocolate place. Like,
okay.
They got the factory in there and everything. If you've ever been up north, like, on the island, specifically on Mackinac Island, they have a shop there, and they do some crazy chocolate shit. Mm-hmm. But this was, like, the one where, like, there's the whole, like, Willy Wonka-ass, like, chocolate factory in there. Mm-hmm. You can see all of it with a glass door.
Yeah.
We got some ice cream, some, like, chocolate orange slices.
How are those? I've never had that before.
Amazing.
Now, are they dried oranges, I assume?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, like, preserved, like, candied oranges and then covered in chocolate. If you're going to get them with dark chocolate.
Because
the contrast of those two flavors is great.
Okay.
But
maybe a little bit of sea salt on top of that?
Ooh, that would be fire. But
don't steal my idea, bitches.
Yeah. we saw this. They sell these... and, like, the person at the counter, like, never sold one because I asked about it. But it was this, like, 22-pound chocolate Santa Claus. It's $350.
$350?
Like, stupid expensive.
They must only make one, a week or something.
And that's, I don't even know, because, like, I asked the lady at the counter, I'm like, how many of those have you sold? She's like, I've never sold one as long as I've been working here.
Oh, shit.
But I also assume it's not, like, a... walk in and be like, yeah, I'll take one of those, you know, probably like an order ahead of time kind of thing. But still, like, that's $350. That's nuts
for like a hollow piece of Santa Claus chocolate.
I mean, I don't
like the Easter bunnies.
22 pounds, I don't think that's hollow.
That's like, a lot of man to eat.
It's gotta be like, I mean, I'm sure it is hollow at some point, you know, but it's not gonna be like thin chocolate, you know. It's 22 like pounds. Easter bunnies. Yeah, like those Easter bunnies that are like super thin hollow pieces of chocolate.
Yeah. Interesting.
Like, that's buck wild. And they have one that's actually, like, they color it. Like, so there's one that's just straight chocolate. And then there's another one that they actually paint. Like, so he's got a red and white suit, you know, and everything. And, like, that one's, like, $600.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's just wild.
Jesus Christ.
I just can't wrap my mind around, like, buying something like that. Like, maybe for a party, but even then it's like, man, that's just... That's too much. That's a waste.
I get tired of the chocolate after a while.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, this is a fucking waste of time.
Yeah. Fuck that.
But, yeah, that was, and then, after that, you know, we kind of make our way over to the Tunnel of Trees. And after we, like, you know, go through the whole thing, the whole, like, tunnel or most of it, we circle back around to where the start is and we go to this gift shop. And, on a whim, they just have, Hellfire Detroit hot sauce. Which, like, massive shout out to Hellfire Detroit hot sauce. They're some of my favorite hot sauce in the state.
Because they're just your boys.
They're like unbelievable. They're amazing. Just they're like super simple ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Like, usually, like, their main core, like, groups of sauces are like the peppers themselves that they display on the bottle. So, like, I like to get the habanero one. So it's like habaneros, sea salt, apple cider vinegar, olive oil. That's it. And that's like perfect.
Yeah.
But like the one that I got, let me see if I can find this one online. Cause this one's like kind of nuts. It's like a it's made with Cabernet. Like, so it's made with wine. Mm-hmm. It's like Cabernet, like Reaper peppers, and then I think habanero.
Okay.
But that shit is insane. And then I know, what's his name? Tom. I don't know why I forgot fucking Tom's name for a second.
How could you forget about Tom?
Yeah.
Shout out to Tom.
My Scoville sister. Tom, he bought the one that's made with beer. That's really good.
Shout out to Tom. Shout out to beer.
So I got, yeah, Cabernet Habanero Reaper. That one's made with that Cabernet. Mm-hmm. And then Tom got Beer Habanero Scorpion, which is Scorpion Peppers Habanero, and then like a Shorts IPA, which it's the Humaloopalicious. And then even then, like for that one, the ingredients are a little more in depth, but it's really not anything super crazy. It's an extremely complex flavor, but it's so fucking good. It's the beer, water, fire roasted habanero, vinegar, fire roasted poblano, orange juice, mustard, Trinidad scorpion peppers, sea salt, olive oil, white pepper, and then obviously, like you said, the beer.
There's something about simple ingredients that just really shine.
It really is.
Though, like, yeah, when you let the ingredients speak for themselves, that says a lot.
Yeah,
that says a lot to the craftsmanship and the quality of ingredient you use.
Like, that's really important. That Cabernet Reaper, though, like the Cabernet flavor comes through really big. And normally, I'm not into wine flavors. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like wine in my cooking.
Really?
Yeah, not much. Like, some things it's okay. Like, if you're making a nice like pan sauce that's gonna go over like a steak and potatoes, that's mm-hmm. not that bad.
Yeah.
But like, I don't like things like risotto or mm-hmm. anything like that. That's traditionally cooked with wine.
Risotto is, to me, it's hit or miss. Meh.
Yeah,
it's hit or miss. Oh, so we got a message here from Laura. I told her that we're talking about her food that her and I made on Saturday. And she said, he better not say shit about Gorilla Grip pussy. Too late for that.
Too fucking bad.
Too fucking bad.
Yeah. You got a problem with it. You can take it up with me and my juicy, fat Gorilla Grip pussy.
Shout out to Gorilla Grip pussies. So, you stopped at Starbucks and got a coffee, and I kind of want to talk about coffee real quick. I want to talk about a specific brand of coffee.
A word?
Yeah. Some coffee that has no roots.
The boys.
The boys at Rootless Coffee.
Yes. Massive shout out to them.
Massive, massive shout out to those guys at Rootless Coffee. You guys should come on the show if you're listening.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
I went through that, like, I'm almost all the way through that bag that I got.
Now, you French pressed yours, right?
Yeah, that one I had it ground for French press, so I'm doing it in French press.
Yeah, we tried the dark roast on Saturday morning.
Ooh.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I want to say Laura likes it, too. It had almost like a green coffee flavor to it, as far as the roasting level goes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it was nowhere near, like, overburnt coffee like some of them are.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it. It was very smooth. I had just a splash of cream on mine.
Yeah,
but I liked it. So big shout out to Rootless Coffee. We also have a bag of the Out There bag. We'll probably try that one this weekend.
I'm interested in hearing about that one, because that's one that has like the citrus flavors to it, and that's what I want to know more about.
Yeah, that's the one. We're probably gonna try that one this week coming up.
I would love to see if they can get their stuff into Foster's.
I thought they were in Foster's.
I don't know if they are or not. I could be wrong. I'd kill to see if they could, especially because like with Foster's, like they could brew it for me there, you know, that way I know I'm not fucking it up when I'm making it.
Right.
So if they can make me like a pour over, be like perfect.
I don't know enough about pour overs and French pressing. Like, I don't know enough about that kind of stuff to really.
Yeah, I barely know shit. Ellie knows more about this than I do. Yeah,
shout out to Ellie. Shout out to knowing shit.
Yeah. We have a whole pour-over setup. Mm-hmm. Like, here, Ellie will make it every now and then. I just didn't get this one ground for pour-over because I don't remember how many filters that we have left for that. I should, though, next time.
Yeah, I don't know enough about coffee like that to really give my opinion.
Yeah.
But, you know what? That was a solid day. Solid week in the,
really
in the
was. World
of food for us.
Yeah. Really not bad.
No.
But Raj Palace.
Shout out to Raj Palace.
Definitely fucks hard mm-hmm. on Indian food. Yeah, like they're pretty fucking great.
Fucked really hard.
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to give a shout out to Chelsea.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the show and sharing it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. Yeet. We appreciate you. If you want to come on the show, so I can ask if you ever pooped your pants.
Yeah.
You have an open door here.
Open invitation.
Open invitation.
Open invitation to shit your pants.
Hey, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, that's what you're into.
If you shit your pants before and you want to talk about it.
Not going to judge you.
We're not going to judge you because we both shit our pants.
Yeah.
Quite frequently.
Yeah, I did like a month ago.
Yeah, I did. I don't know. It's been more than a month. It's been a while.
Since look at this guy.
But yeah, shout out to Chelsea. Shout out to everybody that listens. Shout out to people who listen and share the episode.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Yep.
Yep. So anyway, I've been Bernard.
I've been Andre.
Stay sketchy.